亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，欢迎再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天题目是圣灵参透万事，尤其讲到人生苦难的奥秘，只有这位爱的灵能够叫我们能够明白为什么会有这些苦难，有这些十字架，让我们一起来分享。
What a wonderful God we have.
我们的神何等奇妙。
And in just a few minutes, as the angel of his presence brings that sense of his presence to us,
他同在的使者就在几分钟内把他同在的感觉带给我们。
If just a few minutes is wonderful, what will it be?When we enter the pearly gates.
但是那几分钟就很奇妙了，更何况当我们进到珍珠门的时候呢？
The gates of pearls must be beautiful.
珍珠门一定很美。
But I don't think when I walk through them, I will even bother to look at them.
但是我想当我通过珍珠门的时候，我甚至不会去看它。
I'll be something better to look at.
我有更好的东西可以看。
Don't you think so?
你认为呢？
We won't hardly see him.
我们甚至不会注意到他。
Maybe a few centuries later, we'll go back and take a good look at it.
或许几世纪之后，我们会回过头去好好地看他一眼。
But we'll have something more beautiful to look at.
但是我们会有更美的东西去看。
And we enter into that presence.
我们进到那个同在中。
And to enjoy it forever.
永远在那里享受着。
You've heard me mention before, we have been in that presence sometime for...Hours at a time.
我以前提过，我们曾经在那个同在中，有时候一次好几个小时。
But that just makes you more hungry.
但是这只会使你更加渴慕。
More thirsty.
更渴。
But we do have a very wonderful and beautiful God.
但是我们的神真的是非常的奇妙，非常的荣美。
And I want to share with you a little bit about the Holy Spirit, who comes to reveal God to us.
我要稍微来跟大家分享一下圣灵，圣灵来就是要把神启示给我们。
That I want to base these thoughts with you, as the Lord shared them with me this afternoon, in the book of Corinthians, the first book of Corinthians.
我要跟大家讲的经文是今天下午主跟我分享的，在哥林多前书第二章。
And the ninth and tenth verses.
哥林多前书第二章第九、第十节。哥林多前书第二章第九、第十节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
It is written.
如经上所记。
Exodus or in Isaiah.
那边指的是以赛亚书。
Eye has not seen.
眼睛未曾看见。
Nobody's ever seen it.
从来没有人看见过。
Nor has any ear ever heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
Nobody's ever heard it.
从来没有人听见过。
And it hasn't even entered into the heart of man.
甚至人心也未曾想到。
You can't even imagine it.
你甚至没有办法去想象。
The things which God has prepared for those that love Him.
神为爱他的人所预备的事。
But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit.
但是神已经借着他的圣灵向我们显明了。
For the Spirit searches all things.
因为圣灵参透万事。
Yes, even the deep things of God.
就是神深奥的事也参透了。
You know, our imagination is pretty vivid and pretty alive.
你知道我们的想象力是非常活泼生动的。
But our imagination is very vivid. It's very limited, excuse me.
但是我们的想象力非常的有限。
If you've never seen it, you cannot imagine it.
如果你从来就没有看见过，你就没有办法想象。
Have you ever noticed when an artist tries to...Draw a picture of a Martian.
你有没有注意过，当艺术家试着要画火星人的图画
And he lets his imagination go way out there to some rare place.
他让他的想象力到一些很稀有的、很古怪的地方。
He'll have a funny nose.
会画出一个很好玩的鼻子。
An eye maybe in his forehead.
那眼睛呢？或许在额头上。
And long arms like the branch of a tree.
手臂很长，就像树枝一样。
Maybe he puts legs on like a stilt.
或许他的脚也像钢架一样。
But always he'll have a nose.
但是总是会有鼻子。
And an eye.
有眼睛。
And legs.
有脚。
And a hand. And a mouth.
有嘴巴。
He'll have something to do with what he's already seen.
总是跟他早就已经看见过的东西有关的。
He cannot go beyond what he's seen.
他没有办法超越他所看见的东西。
That's a wonderful thing about God's creation.
这就是神创造物奇妙的一点。
Flowers and bushes and plants and trees.
花、树丛、植物、树。
And animals of all kinds.
各种各样的动物。
And some are so different from others.
有一些跟其他的是何等的不同。
I mean, if all you ever saw was a mosquito,
如果你所看到的只有蚊子的话，
how could you ever imagine an elephant?
你怎么样能够想象大象呢？
See what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
But God could go beyond all that. He could make all kinds of new things.
但是神能够超越那些，他能够创造一些新的东西，是绝对新的。
And nothing like anything he made before.
没有任何一样跟他以前所造的相像。
In fact, he's doing that with us, whether you know it or not.
事实上，不晓得你，不管你知不知道，他在我们身上就是这样做。
When he finally do, you won't look anything like you do.
当他在我们身上终于做完的时候，你不会看起来像你以前任何的样子。
Oh, don't worry.
你不用担心。
You'll look better, not worse.
你会看起来比较好，而不是比较糟糕。
It doesn't go downward; it goes upward.
不是往下的，而是往上的。
There is religions in the world.
世界上有一些宗教
including Buddhism
包括佛教
that says we'll be changed all right but we'll be changed from a man to a fly or a caterpillar or a worm or something
他是说我们是会改变但是呢你会从人变成毛毛虫或者变成苍蝇变成任何东西
oh thank God that's man's idea not God's
感谢神那是人的想法不是神的想法
so don't worry
所以你不用担心
But it says when we see him, we'll be like him.
但圣经告诉我们说，当我们看见他的时候，就必像他。
But he's saying here that we cannot imagine, we cannot dream, we cannot enter into any concept of what things really are because they're so wonderful.
这些事情是我们怎么样都没有办法去想象，没有办法梦想，也没有办法进到我们的概念里面，因为这些东西太奇妙了。
But then he goes on to say something quite interesting.
但是他又继续讲一句话很有意思。
But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit.
神借着他的圣灵向我们显明了。
In other words, we can begin to participate.When we cannot even imagine.
换句话说，我们可以开始有份于我们甚至没有办法想象的东西。
For instance, in a service where the Spirit of God really begins to descend with the presence of God.
譬如说，在一个聚会当中，神的灵真正降下来，带着神的同在。
And you can enjoy it, and you feel so lifted up and so changed and so light and so delightful.
你会觉得非常的愉快，被提升了。
But you can't put it into words.
但是你没有办法用言语说出来。
You can't draw a picture of it.
你也没有办法把它画成图画。
You can't tell anybody what you ever saw, or heard, or felt.
你也没有办法告诉别人你听到的、你看到的，或者是你感觉到的。
But the Holy Spirit is letting you sense something beyond all you ever knew.
但是圣灵让你感受到一些东西是你以前不曾知道的。
The reality and the beauty of God.
就是神的荣美跟真实。
That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit likes to do.
这就是圣灵想要做的事情之一。
And then it goes on to say,
然后这里继续说,
because the Spirit searches the deep things of God.
因为圣灵参透神深奥的事情。
That's where our thoughts can't go.
这就是我们的思想没有办法到达的地方。
That's where we can't go by ourselves.
这就是我们自己没有办法去的地方。
But the Spirit is the Spirit of love.
但是圣灵是爱的灵。
And where reason can't go.
理性没有办法到达的地方。
And imagination can't go.
想象力到不了的地方。
And where, how shall I almost say, revelation can't go.
我几乎要说启示没有办法到达的地方。
Love can go.
爱可以到达。
Mm-hmm. love can understand.
爱能够了解。
Love.
爱能够了解爱。
Even when it acts peculiar.
即使行动很奇怪的时候。
Probably when we all were children.
或许当我们都还小的时候。
We didn't like school.
我们不喜欢上学。
Especially we didn't like to really study unless a few exceptions there are that just are academic born and they just like a book in their nose.
特别是大部分人都不喜欢念书除了少数天生就是很喜欢念的人。
And they're not comfortable if there's not a little printer's ink on the tip of their nose.
如果没有一些小小东西来这边在他们的鼻子上督促一下的话他们就不会
读书。But those are an aberration. We won't talk about those.
但是那些都是例外的。
Most of us.
这些我不讲。
Would rather play ball.
我们大部分人宁可打球。
Or something else.
或是做其他的事情。
And there'd come times we'd much rather play out in the sunshine than study in some dull classroom.
有时候我们真的宁可在户外玩也不愿意在很沉闷的课堂上念书。
And half sleep while a teacher was trying her best to put a little bit of knowledge into our heads.
当老师尽他的所能想要把一点点的知识放到我们的头脑里面我们都已经半睡了。
And we'd wonder as a child why in the world that teachers and adults and parents couldn't understand that playing was much, much better than studying.
我们小时候都会觉得奇怪为什么老师还有大人们做父母的不了解玩耍要比念书要好得多呢。
And sometimes we wished our parents were a little bit smarter.
有时候我们真希望我们的父母要聪明一点。
But looking back,
但是回顾起来
realizing your parents loved you,
知道你的父母爱你
aren't you glad they insisted you stay in school?
你是不是很高兴他们坚持你要留在学校里面
now you understand,
现在你了解了
that it was an operation of love and sometimes even sacrifice.
这是爱在做工有时候甚至是牺牲
That made them do with you what they did.
这使得他们做他们在你身上做的事情。
But at the time, it was a great mystery.
但是在当时是一个很大的奥秘。
And even if you asked your mother or your father why,
甚至你去问你的父母亲为什么
，whatever answer they gave you did not satisfy you.
不管他们给你什么答案，你都没有满足。
Because you knew it was a lot nicer to play ball in the sunshine.
因为你知道在阳光下打球要愉快得多。
And to study some history book someplace.
而也不要在某个地方读历史书。
But now you understand.
但是现在你了解了。
We can't understand many things God does with us.
神对我们做的很多事情，我们没有办法了解。
Why He lets this happen? Why He lets that happen?
他为什么让这个发生，让那个发生？
What little child can understand why his mother or father takes him into a doctor's office and let him poke needles at him?
有哪个小孩子能够了解他的父母为什么把他带到医生的诊所里面，用针戳他一下呢？
Or take a knife and cut him so that some little boil can drain.
或是用刀把它割了一下，好让它的肿的地方能够干掉。
While the little one screams that they are assassinating me.
而那些小孩子会喊着说他们在谋杀我。
And only later will they understand.
只有到后来他们才会了解。
My mother loved me.
我的妈妈爱我。
She took me to a doctor so I could get well.
她把我带去看医生，好让我能够康复。
But when you were in the doctor's office, you didn't think your mother loved you.
但是当你在医生诊所的时候，你不认为你的妈妈爱你。
Or worse.
或是更糟糕的。
If your sweet, darling mother took you across her knee and swatted your behind.
特别是如果你很甜蜜的很亲爱的妈妈把你抱到她的膝盖上然后从后面打你一下
and did a good enough job at it, did it hurt?
而且打你打得很好让你痛了
who can understand love like that?
谁能够了解像这样子的爱呢
when my father took the board of education and applied it to the seat of learning and told me he loved me I didn't believe it, and I just wish I was big enough to love him back.
当我父亲拿起学习的棒子的时候
Do you know what the seat of learning is?
No.
Back here.
然后打我的屁股我真希望我能够大能够爱他爱回去他说他是爱我的
How could one that says he loves me hurt me so much?
他说爱我他怎么能够伤我伤得这么重呢
And that's the trouble we have with God.
这就是我们在神面前的困扰
But did you get developed enough and old enough? And did you get to love your father and mother enough that you can look back and are so glad they disciplined you?
但是你是否已经
够大了 and would not let you go into evil?
你回顾起来看你父母确实是爱你的他们愿意管教你好让你不会去做一些邪恶的事情。
We have a visit.From a young lady from Argentina.
有一位年轻的姐妹从阿根廷来看我们。
I knew her when she was about 2 years old.
我从她两岁的时候就认识她了。
She was in our children's home.
她在我们的儿童之家。
But after 2 or 3 years, we saw that she could stand more development.
但是两三年之后，我看她可以。经历承受更多的发展
So we worked it out so that Robert took her into his house and his home
是我的儿子 Robert 就把这个小女孩带回他的家
And she lived with him for the next quite a few years
所以接下来的好几年就跟他们住在一起
Now she's here on a visit
这个时候她来拜访我们
Came to see her step parents
来看他的养父母
and she said you know
他说你知道吗
about a year or two ago I visited my real mother
差不多一两年前我看了我去看我的亲生母亲
and I saw what my real brothers and sisters had turned into
我看到我自己的真正的手足变成了什么样子
and thenI understood.
然后我了解了。
How much you love me.
我了解你们有多么爱我。
You didn't let me turn into what they are.
你们没有让我变成他们的样子。
And he said to her, Do you remember the one thing I kept so hard on you about?
我儿子就跟他说跟那女孩子说你记不记得有一件事情我对你非常的坚持非常严厉的
She said yes
他说记得
So what was it?
是什么呢
Said bitterness
他说就是苦毒
I'd get bitter about things and you wouldn't let me
我对事情变得苦毒你不容许我这样子
You kept on that theme time after time
你一次一次都提到这件事
So when I saw my mother
当我看到我的母亲
I knew why
我知道为什么了
And I thank you so much.
我真的是感谢你。
You wouldn't let me.
你不容许我那样子。
Give in to that was in me a tendency. I would have been a very bitter woman.
你不容许我像我里面那种倾向，让不，
Now things have happened in life.
不然我会变得非常的苦毒。现在生命中发生一些事情。
But I pass them by and put them in the past, and that's the end of it.
但是我经过他们，把他们给放在背后，就此结束。
The deep things of love.
爱深奥的事情
The why of pain
为什么有痛苦
And just as our parents So God our Father
就像我们的父母一样我们的父神也是一样他会给我们痛苦
He will insist on we learn certain things
他会坚持我们要学一些事情
He will not let us do certain things Even if he has to stop us in hard ways
有些事情他不会容许我们做甚至他必须用很困难艰难的方式来拦阻我们当我们在神里面成长
and the Holy Spirit in his love searches out the deep things of God
圣灵是他的爱
we realize
参透神深奥的事情我们开始明白
the why
为什么
God, now I know why you did it.
神，现在我知道你为什么那样做了。
I couldn't count the times that I've gone back and looked.
我算不清有多少次我回顾过去。
At what I could not understand, I did not understand, and thought God was absolutely unreal and unjust.
看我当时没有办法了解，也不了解，认为神是绝对不公正的事情。
I can see why.
我现在能够明白为什么。
He has his reasons for things.
是的，事情是有原因的。
But he's always love.
但他总是爱。
My father loved me whether he punished me or not.
我父亲爱我，不管他处不处罚我。
It was his love that was working.
是他的爱在运作着。
I didn't understand that when I was a child.
当我还小的时候，我不了解这一点。
But I did understand it when I had my own children.
当我有自己的孩子的时候，我就真的了解了。
And I would discipline them also.
我也会管教他们。
Because I love them.
因为我爱他们。
The spirit of love can understand the deep things of God.
爱的灵能够了解神深奥的事情。
When we were building our orphanage,
当我们在盖孤儿院的时候
we built several homes, we made homes of them, we didn't have them all in one big institution.
我们盖了几个家，我们不是把它通通放在一个很大的建筑物里面，我们有好几个家。
We had several homes with their foster mothers or fathers or both.
就是在那里一个家会有他们的来养照顾他们的父亲或者是父亲母亲。
And someone donated some money and we were going to build the second home.
有人捐了一些钱，我们要盖第二个家。
And we had a large lot with the first home on it.
我们有一块很大的地，上面有第一个家。
And it was in the middle of the lot, ran out to the street.
那个地就是跨越街上。
And there was another vacant lot for sale that went just the 45 angle.
还有另外一块地，刚好是在四十五度的角度那边。
I should say 90 angle.
对不起，应该讲是九十度。
And that way, if I bought that lot and we had this lot, I'd seal off the whole corner.
所以如果我再买了这块地的话，我就可以把整个角落都给封起来了。
And who's going to build a house between two orphanages?
有谁会在两个孤儿院之间再盖房子呢？
That would really be silly.
如果那样做的话，真的是很傻的。
So I knew that if I bought this lot and we had this lot, I would seal the corner and we'd have it whenever we wanted to use.
所以我就想说，如果我们已经有了这块地，然后我们再把这边也对角的这边直角的也买下来，我们就可以有整个地，我们什么时候的要用都可以。
Oh yes, he would be glad to sell it.
所以我就跟那地的主人联络了，他很愿意卖。
He gave me a decent price.
他给我一个很合理的价钱。
He lived in Buenos Aires.
他住在布宜诺斯艾利斯。
About 250 miles from us.
离我们差不多250里远。
We made an appointment.
我们就约好了。
We went to Buenos Aires.
我就到了布宜诺斯艾利斯去。
Went to where the appointment was to be.
我就去了我们约好的地方。
And he wasn't there.
他不在那里。
And he never showed up.
他根本没有出现。
That was very annoying.
那是让我非常的不安。
And all that trouble.
因为我花了这么多的辛劳。
And he's not there.
他却不在那里。
Very frustrating.
很挫折的。
Couldn't understand it.
没有办法了解。
God. No answer.
神没有答案。
Came back home.
回家了。
Called him up and he made some excuse. I've forgotten what.
我打电话给他，他就找了一些借口，忘记他怎么说的。然后我们就又约了一次。
Two, 3 months later.
两三个月之后。
Again we went down there.
然后我们又再去到那边。
Again we talked to him.
又在跟他谈。
This time we saw him.
这次我们看到他了。
But he changed his mind.
但是他改变主意了。
Didn't think he wanted to sell it. Wasn't sure.
他不想要卖，他不确
定。His wife wasn't sure.
他太太也不确定。
So, another frustrating trip.
所以这一次又很挫折。
He called us up about 3 months later. Yes, he decided to sell it.
差不多三个月后，他打电话给我们说他决定要卖。
We set up another appointment.
所以我们又约了另外一次。
Went to see him.
去看他。
He changed the price.
他改变了价钱。
Quite a bit more.
改变了很多。
No, we couldn't do it.
不，我们没有办法这样做。
He called again.
他又再打电话。
Came back to his original price.
他又再回来打。
We set up an appointment.
然后我们又约定了。
Went way down to Buenos Aires and hunted him up.
我们又下到城市去找到他。
And he wasn't there.
他不在。
And we couldn't find him.
找不到他。
We went back home, very annoyed.
我们回家非常的不安。
Very perplexed.
非常的困惑。
And frustrated.
很挫折。
Well, he called us a week or two later and...
一两个星期之后他打电话给我们
and excused himself and apologized
对不起然后给我们道歉
his mother-in-law had died
因为他的岳母过世
and they had a funeral that time
那个时候有丧礼
then I stopped
然后我就停下来了
I said wait if somebody has to die to stop us from buying that lot I'm stopping right here
我说等一等如果必须有人死了来阻止我们买那块地的话
I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going any farther.
我不晓得到底怎么回事但是我不要更进一步了。
So then I did what I should have done to start with.
所以然后我做了我一开始本来就应该做的事情。
Everything was so open and so right that I didn't think I needed it.
一切都是很敞开好像都很对所以我当时不觉得我需要这样做。
So then I went to prayer.
所以我就去祷告了。
God, why?
神呢为什么
Wait a minute, what's going on?
等一等到底是怎么回事
I prayed a while.
我就为这个祷告。
And that evening in service, the Spirit of God was there.
那天晚上的聚会神的灵在那里。
And that why was still in my spirit.
那个为什么仍然在我的灵里面。
Lord spoke to me.
主对我说。
He said, Jacob, When he calls me by that name, I knew I'm in trouble.
他说雅各，当他用这个名字叫我的时候，我知道我有麻烦了。
He said, "Why did you want that lot?"
他说你为什么想要那块地
？I explained it to him.
我就跟神解释了。
Because if we buy that lot, no one will.
因为如果我们买那块地
，we'll buy between us, and we'll have that whole corner lot.
没有人会在我们当中买地，我们就可以把整块地都占有了。
That's very clever.
这个是很聪明的。
That was good thinking.
这个是好的主意。
And his answer was.
他的答案是。
Yes, Jacob.
是的，雅各。
You couldn't trust me to keep that lot for you if I wanted it for you, could you?
你没有办法相信，如果我要把这块地给你的话，我能够为你守住那块地。
Well, I sincerely apologized, repented.
我很诚恳地道歉了，悔改了。
And then he spoke to me again.
然后他又再一次对我说。
He said, "The lot you have is big enough for the second home. Build on that."
他说你现在有的地已经够大了，可以盖第二个儿童之家，你就在那上面盖。
So, I canceled all idea of the other lot.
所以我就打消了另外一块地。
Began to build on this one.
我开始在这一块地上盖。
And the first, maybe 3 months, as we started to build.
当我们开始的头。开始盖的头三个月
There was a change of government.
政府有改变
And a large change of economy.
经济也有很大的变化
And I just had enough money to build on that lot. If I'd bought the other lot, I would not have had money to build the house.
我的钱刚刚足以去盖那第二个儿童之家如果我当初买了那块地的话我就没有钱可以盖了
Now God knew what was coming. I didn't.
神知道将要来临的事情，我不晓得。
It seemed so reasonable,
so clever, 对我来说好像很合理，是很聪明的。
So smart,
很巧妙的。
So Jacob-like,
很像雅各的。
But I didn't know what was coming.
但是我不晓得将会发生的事情。
Incidentally, now we have all of those lots. In fact, we have the whole block.
顺便要讲现在我们拥有那整块地神为我们守住了
I didn't need to pull any tricks to make it work
我不需要自己用任何的耍任何的诡计才能够得着它
But you see he knew that if I got involved with that
但是神知道如果我牵涉到
The money that seemed like plenty to do all I needed to do
当时的钱看起来足够做我要做的一切但是并不够
And the spirit searched it out for meAnd said, "Really, why do you want it?"
圣灵为我参透，为我鉴察了。他说，到底你为什么想要那块地
？Can't you trust me to give it to you?
你难道不能够信任我会把那块地给你吗
？And he did.
他确实给了。
In time to come, he did.
时候到的时候，他就给了。